This week, you're hearing from young people who participated in WNYC's Radio Rookies Workshop in the North Bronx. Today's story comes from 16-year-old Catalina Puente and is about what happens when a romantic crush turns into an obsession. A word of caution, especially for those with children nearby, this story contains some mild sexual imagery.
I've loved Sam Horgan since I was 13. I'm 16 now. He's an actor.
Hey, Betty Crocker.
He started out as a child star. He was in this movie Break.
The aprons.
I watched it over and over and over. I could spend up to a whole day thinking about him, but normally it's about 4 hours or so. Every time I go to the internet, I look up things about him and go into websites to see what girls have to say about Sam. I'm writing back to a few stupid girls that writes about Sam. I wrote to this girl, and she wrote, "When I was 14, I got really drunk at Sam Horgan's apartment and made out with him." Whoa. And then I wrote, "That is the most stupidest lie I've heard since the lie about the world's going to end. And if it's true, I hope your tongue boils and burns into ashes. I am Sam Numero Uno's fan, okay? Now, if I have to go all the way where you live to cut your head off for making such a big lie like that, I would." Then some other girl wrote after me, and she wrote, "Dude, chill. No need to threaten anybody. Sam is cool, but no need to get all freaky." My school hallways are always crowded and loud. When I go up and down the stairs, I always bump into someone I know and say hi and bye.
Where did Virginia go?
When I arrived at my high school as a freshman a year and a half ago, I had no idea what was waiting for me there. I was going down the stairs when someone was coming up, and I got such a surprise because that person looked just like Sam. The eyebrows, white skin, black hair, same nose, eyes, lips, and the same strong jaw. That's what scared me the most. I went, "Oh my God." But it wasn't Sam. It was just a regular student. It wasn't even a boy. At the beginning, it just started with the feeling of how shocked I was that she looked like Sam. I guess I was too shocked to think I liked her. Before I knew her name, I'd think about her at home, calling her the Sam girl. Later on, I found out her real name, but I'm only going to use the nickname that I gave her, which is K-licious, like the gum, Bubblicious. Now, I have the letter K on my right thigh. I made it by rubbing my skin off with a toothpick. My older sister Maria thought what I did was crazy. My sister's 23, like Sam. The three most important people in my life are my sister, Sam, and God. My sister was the main witness to my obsession.
Explain to me how I used to be obsessed with this girl.
Oh my God. Everything will remind you of her, even if it had nothing to do with her. You will find something and say, "Oh, look, she wear this color. Oh, look, she was wearing these boots." It's ridiculous how your friend gave you a gum. She gave you a gum that belonged to her, and you still have it. You have it there, like. And, oh my God, what was that smell? What was that smell? That was her perfume. I know it. I know it. I'm gonna buy it.
She was the first girl I had different feelings for, like strong love feelings. When I heard any love song, especially My Immortal by Evanescence, I think about her. That song makes me so sad. It reminds me of the things we could have done if we were together.
I'm so tired of being here, suppressed by all my childish fears.
I just imagine the lights off, us in the bed, nose to nose, fingertips to fingertips, not saying a word except some I love yous. Play with each other's hair, breathing each other's body scent. We're both happy.
These wounds won't seem to heal. This pain is just too real. There's just too much that time cannot erase.
I wanted to marry the darn girl. I wanted to live with her. I wanted to spend the rest of my sorry life with her. I wanted to die with her. I wanted to be in heaven with her. Until K-licious, the only crushes I had for women were women on TV. I came out to my parents over her. My mom said she didn't care and that she still loved me. I only told my dad when I was asking my family about my obsession. I was scared that he'd see me differently, be disgusted, or end the conversation. The day after I told him, we talked about it again. Something that I told you that was important. What was that?
Yes, that you used to like boys and girls.
Yeah, and now.
And now too, and you asked me how I felt about it. And I said that it happens to a lot of people.
How do you feel that I told you that? Do you feel different than last night?
I feel good, happy because you have trust in me to tell your dad everything. And I am happy with you.
It's easier to show your feelings to a boy because that's how society is. For a guy and a girl to be together. I mean, a guy can't freak out when a girl tells you she likes you. I heard a rumor that some girl found out that I liked her and was going to curse me out in front of the whole school. I assumed Kalisha saw the desk that I wrote her name on. I wrote that she was hot. And I thought she figured out about me crushing on her. I was scared and talked to a school counselor who arranged the meeting with the two of us. I was so terrified. I thought I was going to pee in my pants. She came in and I asked her if she heard anything bad about me. She looked clueless and also beautiful. After a few seconds, she said, "No, but if I did, I wouldn't remember. I don't believe in he said, she said rumors." Then I said, "Good, but if you hear anything bad about me, it's not true." When I talked to her, my heart beat fast. Like, boom, 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 boom. The obsession was like a second person. It felt like I was responsible for two people, my regular self and my obsessive self. In my house, I was unhappy most of the time, but depression was a new feeling. I was sad for myself that I felt this way over a girl who didn't even notice me. I would pray to God almost every night, telling him to send me a sign that if I wasn't going to get with her, to make me stop liking her, but if I was, to let me keep going. My sister was getting annoyed.
After I figured out that, yeah, we're never going to get together and this was going nowhere, I just wanted you to shut up about her and to move on and leave her alone because you guys were never going to be together.
I started losing concentration in school, even though Kalicious and I had no classes together. My report cards were disgusting. The feelings were so strong, it started to hurt. I used to cry in the bathroom because it was the only door with a lock. I remember those mean days. I wrote poems and haikus to clear out my mind.
I feel like I'm trapped. Trapped as the walls surround me. I want to get out.
Maria told me, "Don't tell me anything if you don't got her number or have not done anything with her." So what I used to do was, while I was in school, I used to think of a good lie to tell my sister, so she could be interested in my talking about Kalicious, because I had no one else to express myself to. Almost every day I would come home with a story. I felt scared to tell Maria about the lies because she might lose trust in me. I decided to confess.
Do you remember where I used to come from school? You know, I used to tell you stuff like what happened to me today.
Yeah.
Can you tell me like one of like stories that you remember?
Oh, today, guess what happened to me? I don't have my ID.
I told Maria that Kalisha stole my high school ID.
And she said, "Oh, if you want it back, you better come to school because you never come to school." So I can't wait to go back tomorrow. She's going to give me back my ID. Oh, my God. She's holding it. She put it in her back butt pocket. Oh, my God.
Well, what was...
When she give it back to me, it's going to be from her pocket. Oh, my God.
We're the stupidest sisters in the world.
Are you in a good mood?
Why?
I just want to know.
I'm always in a good mood.
I need to tell you something.
What you did?
Something I need to confess to you.
You have another story.
No. Like half of them that I said
were fake.
How you came up with that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you started saying... I don't want to hear if it's nothing good. So why I had nobody else to express myself to. So I used to like if I could talk to you.
You're an idiot. Ew, that's sick, yo.
I know.
Why would you do something like that? I'm not mad, but I'm just saying that's so weird. Why you did that? You didn't have to.
I was surprised Maria didn't think it was such a big deal. I think why she didn't get mad with my confession was because she probably thought it was more stupid. Every time we had a school break, I'd think about how to slow down my obsession. Winter break was so depressing because I didn't see her, but then I started thinking about her less. But when I got back to school, it all fell on top of me again. Finally, the summer came, and there was a rumor that she might move, so I might never see her again. I decided to end the obsession. I felt like an old lady whose husband just died after 50 years together. I tried not thinking about her, and I punished myself a little by not giving myself pleasure, like listening to songs and reading things that would remind me of her. Sam helped me a lot, too. I would watch Sam all the time. Like, I kept watching the episode of the sitcom, Still Standing, that Sam starred in.
Because he's a butler, dude. He does everything he tells him to. He's a designated driver. He goes on burger runs. He does her homework. Babysits my son. Well, buddy.
Even though Kalicious looks like him, it was a whole different kind of love than what I had for Sam. Plus, it's sadder with her because I know I'm not going to get with Sam. I missed Kalicious. But by the end of the summer, my obsession was leaving. On the bus on the first day back, I was nervous that if she was there, I might fall in love with her again. When I got to school, I saw her, but I didn't react like I thought I would.
I like your paper, but it's a bit ambiguous.
I have classes with her now.
That's a big word. No, you look it up.
Unlike before when I just wished I did. I get uptight for the first 10 minutes, but then I just relax and forget that she's in the class. If that was me last year, I don't know what I would do. I know I wouldn't be relaxed. Maria asked me if I was completely over Kalicious. I stood speechless for a while. I wanted to say that the obsession was gone, but I decided to answer as honest as I could because I didn't want Maria to doubt what I was saying. I have to admit that I am 99% over her. But like, there's like 1% that I still, oh no. It's scary because I don't want to think about her, but sometimes I just do. I still like Kalicious, but not so in love. I have a piece of love in my heart that my heart won't let me erase. Until I have a real relationship, maybe I'm not going to be completely over her. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Catalina Puente, a.k.a. Mrs. Sam Horrigan.